Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words of my absolute favorite holiday of the year, Thanksgiving. Love the simplicity of this one. It doesn't wrap itself in the flag or hide under any religious robes. Purely about getting together and giving thanks, with maybe a little gluttony on the side. Food, friends, family, and football for the five F's. So allow me to express my gratitude for the fourth Thursday of November, one of the little things that makes life worth living. So here's a couple of other examples of what makes this round-headed middle-aged political comedian dance the thankful boogaloo. Donald Trump, who wants to run the country like a business, which is worrisome because he looks like the kind of guy who would burn it down for the insurance. Carly Fiorina, who was such a bad CEO at Hewlett-Packard, they're still laying people off. Chris Christie, for single-handedly disproving that whole too-big-to-fail theory. Bernie Sanders, who has elevated the art of cranky to the level that he should change his website to heyyoupunksgetoffmylawn.com. Hillary Clinton, for pretending that she's this 68-year-old grandma befuddled by her email. Where do I put the stamp? Dr. Ben Carson, for being as clueless as Sherlock Holmes after a mind wipe. The 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which since 1947 has kept the American public from making the same mistake more than twice. The entire GOP, which is currently waging a war for its very soul. The GOP soul, a lot like the poetry wing of the Federal Reserve. Martin O'Malley, who won't have to worry about taking a urine test because no performance-enhancing drugs will be found in his system. And finally, the entire Democratic Party for being as clueless as Ben Carson. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!